October 23rd. Paul Cobain's starring to Norman Bloom in the studio here. The old Tiffany Building.
The old Tiffany Glass Building.
The old Tiffany Glass Building. You were born in Chicago.
Right.
1920. I have.
And I studied architecture with Mies.
Right. Well, yeah. You lived in Chicago all the time? You grew up there? Whereabouts? And what kind of schools you go to?
Schools are terribly, you know, what are you going to say about the average school? You can't go that far back into your so-called educational bracket. Look, after all, I think, you start at college.
Right.
After you get to a certain age, you don't talk about your high school romances. You don't talk about your grade school, your tears. No, that's true. I mean, you talk about college. I mean, that's where you become an adult. Yeah. I mean, why bother?
But I just want a few things. I mean, you went to a public school.
Like, yeah, the usual kind of a...
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a brother who was killed during the war, and I have a sister who still exists in a lower middle class kind of way.
She's outside.
Dreadful. She still lives in Chicago. I was kind of involved. She's a tall girl. The funniest thing I always think about her is that she's involved in... Her marriages have always been involved in marrying men that were taller than her. The other elements don't exist. Idiots, morons, overweight. I don't see those people. I haven't seen my family in years. I don't have much to do with it. I'm, what do you call it, a bad penny?
Yeah.
No, but just make it easier, quicker conversation. Yeah, I studied with Mies. As a matter of fact, I was...
How did you go to that school?
Well, I wanted to be an architect at one time in my life. I had a great deal of admiration, and it seems that in 1936, Mies came over from the Bauhaus in Germany. And somehow, I don't know, I was very involved in architecture, and I read a lot of books about it as a kid, and I was nuts about Wright, and it was part of the, to be honest, it's part of the Chicago idea, Wright, Sullivan. And I found out that Mies was going to take over the architectural department of then called the Armour Institute of Technology, which is now the Illinois Institute of Technology. And I decided I wanted to go there. Of course, I was lucky because I had a very high, not to brag, I don't think it takes any brains to have a high average in high school in this country. I really don't. I don't mean that with any kind of slanderous, anti-nationalistic remark.
but you need
a little memory, for Christ's sake, you can get through anyway. And I decided I wanted to go there. Well, I had a very high average, about a 92-point average, so I got in, and I studied under Mies, which I found...
What do you think started your interest in architecture? Did you have friends who were interested, or did you read books?
I read books, basically. Yeah. I read books. There was no... Oh, my father was, was involved in more engineering. He wasn't involved in, anything aesthetic.
Yeah. What kind of engineering?
Well, he was kind of, he did many things. My father was a flyer, all this kind of, he's dead now. But, as a matter of fact, people like Jimmy Spire, we were freshmen together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fun. It's very weird when you talk about your past. Your past about architecture. I could go on for a couple of days just talking about those little odd souvenirs that you have that somehow relate to your later life.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm interested in.
Or make you kind of give you the spirit to be anti, to become something else. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean?
To react against.
Yeah, to go to the total other extremity of it. Yeah.
Right.
I remember one time we were designing schools, in a real Mies way, every bloody brick and everything else. And I loused it up. So I started... draw some trees and people walking around.
Yeah.
And Mies came by and said, "Ja, Herr Bloom, what has happened?" I said, "I ruined it." He says, "What is that, a tree?" I said, "I thought I'd draw some trees." He says, "When we want you to draw trees, then you'll draw trees." but that was a strange kind of way. So you can understand how you go into reverse. You go into either reverse or you go into a contradictory kind of an idea about architecture, although I have a great love for architecture. I was telling somebody the other day some stories. I remember about 1936, I walked in one day. In those days, the architectural department of the school was at the top of the Art Institute in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the top. All the Armour Institute architects worked on the top of the building. That's what